The average police chief in a big city department only stays in the job for 3 years. David Brown in Dallas has been chief for 5. Now, his critics have some advice for him.
Say bye-bye.
That's Rochelle Bilal. She's from Philadelphia and is vice chair of the National Black Police Association. She and the others on stage said complaints to the city council, the city manager, and Brown himself have gone unanswered.
This is not new. We've been hearing about it for a long time. And so today we make a stand unified together to say this is a broken system and it needs to be fixed.
They cited a recent survey from the Dallas Police Association. 3 out of 4 cops who responded said morale was either low or the lowest it's ever been. Meanwhile, police response times for emergency calls are getting longer, and the police report violent crime is up 7% over the last year. Dallas Police Association President Ron Pinkston points the finger at Brown.
It's 100% his responsibility. He dictates how many officers are on the street answering the 911 calls.
The embattled police chief has downplayed the morale survey. He argues it's normal for unions to be unhappy with management. Brown also points out that he's asking cops to be more cautious while handling potentially dangerous situations. That approach, Brown says, has led to a big drop in shootings involving police and an 80% decline in excessive force complaints. This comes during a time of national debate about policing. On Monday, Brown addressed his critics on the city council. He said a lot of officers' complaints are justified, but he defended his approach.
Morale is down, and rightly so. Officers have been fired, sued, indicted, and shot at police headquarters, and their achievements have been discounted without evidence.
Brown has promised to work on improving pay and pension benefits for officers, which he blames for officers leaving the department over the past few years. While some critics still have faith in Brown's determination to work things out, many at this gathering agreed that whatever he does to appease them is too little, too late. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.